guys. If you see a little bit of a wobble or a little bit of a shake in the camera, if you're on YouTube, just know that's my little Miss Annie being a menace to society. Thank you. Okay, there's a lot to address right now. Guys, there's a lot to address right now. Okay. I know you're seeing a lot of changes here right now, and I know it's a little bit scary, okay? We're trying things, okay? We're trying things. So, there's a little bit of a set change, okay? I feel like it's evolving. I'm really enjoying the way that it's going, so please don't hate me, okay? And if you're on the YouTube, you'll be able to see it. If you're not on the YouTube, I'm really sorry. I'm gonna have to talk about this for a few minutes, and you're gonna have no idea what you're seeing, but I'm going to explain it to the best of my ability, okay? So we've got a set change here, okay? As you know, I usually have my little cat prints on either side of my head here. So they're now, so there's a portion you can't see. Eventually, I would love for you to be able to see it, but for now, this is what we're working with. So now my cat prints are stacked on top of one another. This used to be on a different wall. Now it's over here. We've got a little fourth wing postcard print thing. And we've got this big, I wish so bad, you guys. I wish so bad that you could see the shelf in its entirety. It's a two-tier shelf. And basically, all of the props that are typically along the couch here are now on this shelf for you to see. So we've got our disco ball. We've got our Jesus Pedro Pascal. The only thing that's missing is my little Grogu. I should find a home for him. And we've got our Pedro Pascal blanket on our left now. So let me know how y'all feel about that. But on the top shelf that you cannot see. Oh, yes. Okay, girl, I completely forgot everything that's going on here. Okay, so we've got our Jake Peralta Brooklyn Nine-Nine Funko Pop. We've got our Six the Musical keychain on top of it. We've got a disco ball. We've got the Chapel Roan cassette tape. We've got Pedro Pascal, Jesus candle. On the top, which you cannot see, but I will describe for you anyways, is a little Beauty and the Beast style rose that Nick got me. We've got a personalized Emma, hold on. You guys simply can't go the entirety of this podcast without seeing this. This is a customized Fangirl Report Emma Herron Funko Pop that my sister got for me for Christmas. She's got a Starbucks in one hand and a little paint helmet on the other. Is that not the cutest thing you've ever seen in your life? So she's up here. I've got a little black cat succulent thing going on, and I've got Onyx Storm up there. Don't yell at me. I haven't finished it yet. Guys, please. Don't yell at me. I haven't finished it yet, okay? I don't know what it is. I'm just having a really hard time getting back into it. Now, I don't know if that's because Iron Flame was so long that it just took all my mojo from me, or if it's I'm just like not in my reading era anymore. I will finish it. Whether that is reading that copy up there or whether that is listening to the audiobook, I will finish it and we will have a whole rundown about it. Okay? Thank you so much. So anyways, I think you can see this print. I think you can see that one. But yeah, I would love to eventually either like back up my camera here so you can see more of it, or do like more of like a wide angle situation here so that you can see everything in its glory. But for now, things are changing and things are evolving, and I'm excited about it. And eventually, like, we're gonna fill up these spaces with like cute little things. It's gonna be really cute, and we're gonna have like, eventually we'll have like our own mini little set. Yeah, it's gonna be good. So that's that. I hope this is okay with you guys. Let me know if you hate it. If you're on Spotify, hop over to the YouTube, just tell me how it looks. Thank you so much. Another thing. It's Monday. I know! I'm filming this on Monday, okay? I didn't even pre-record like a responsible adult. And this is, I'm filming and releasing this on Monday, a day late. Okay? And I'm not gonna sit here and apologize for it. Yeah, I am. I'm really sorry. Listen, and I'm gonna give you the whole rundown, okay? I'll give you the rundown. Another thing that I would love to say before we really get into this episode is I have absolutely nothing prepared today. Absolutely nothing. Not one single note jotted down. Not anything. I literally set up the camera, connected my microphone, hit record, and sat down, and I said, let's do this. So whatever happens, happens, and we're just gonna roll along with it, okay? Thank you so much. So it's Monday. Let's talk about that. Okay, good mythical morning. Let's talk about that. Okay, I had a very busy weekend. Is that an excuse? No, it's not. I could have easily come home on Friday, recorded the pod, and had it ready to go. To be honest, I don't even remember what I was doing on Friday. I don't think anything. So why, you know what? I don't want to talk about it. So it's Monday. I had a really busy weekend. I literally just said that, but it is what it is. Guys, I'm going to go insane. It's happening prematurely. I'm going to go insane. Anyways, okay. So basically, on Saturday, it was like a whole day. We went to Niagara Falls Comic Con. Me and Nick went. And Nick, okay, listen. When Nick does Comic-Con, he does Comic-Con, especially when there is something that he wants to see or somebody that he wants to meet. It's going to be the mission. That's going to happen whether I like it or not. So I don't even remember what his name is. Robert Englund, who plays Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street, was at Niagara Falls Comic-Con. And Nick said, I am meeting him. So basically how it goes, if you want to meet somebody that's really popular like Robert Englund, you need to get there as early as you possibly can and wait at that celebrity's booth. Okay? Now, here's the thing. The celebrity might not even get there like when you get there. They might not even be at the booth yet. You might have to wait several hours for said celebrity to arrive. And then if you're far back in the line, you gotta wait for said celebrity to go through all the people in front of you. So it is a very long process. So Nick said, I'm meeting Robert Englund today. So we need to get there at least an hour before the convention doors open so that we can rush to the line. Now the convention opened at 10. So we had to get there for like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Niagara Falls is an hour and a half away. Oh! So we had to go to sleep pretty early, so we had lots of energy for the day. We got up at 6:30 in the morning on Saturday. We were out of the house by 7 a.m. and it only took like an hour and 10 minutes because I'm insane. And when I'm on the highway, I'm a madman and nobody's gonna stop me. Okay, thank you so much. So we got there at around 8:30. There was already a pretty hefty line outside. We parked, we got in line, we sat outside, and holy, hey, why was it so cold on Saturday? Hey, why was it freezing on Saturday? It was cloudy, it was raining a little bit, and it was balls cold. My balls shriveled up inside of me because it was so cold. What was that about? It was May 31st. Where was the sunshine? Where was the warmth? Anyways, that's besides the point. We waited an hour and a half in the cold, on the cold concrete, for the convention doors to open. They open. We rush to Robert Englund's line. And bitch, we were at the back of the line. We were at the back of the line, okay? And of course, like, throughout the day, the line got even longer. But like, by the time we had got there, it was like, the queue thing was full. Like, and we were at the back of it. Anyways, besides the point. So I said, Nick, I'm really sorry. I'm not waiting in this line the whole time. So while he was waiting, I would like go to the bathroom, go take a look at the convention floor, take a look at what people are selling and, you know, what's on display and whatnot. And then I would go back. I would let Nick walk around for a few minutes and then he would come back and then I would go walk around again for a few minutes. And eventually, like, Robert Englund didn't take long to get to the booth, but Robert Englund, if you don't know, is such a sweet, lovely guy, and he spends 5 minutes with each person that he meets at his booth, which meant that it took quite a while to get through everybody. So that's besides the point. So we finally get to our turn. I get back to the line while it's moving, and I was on picture duty Nick said, you're on picture duty. You need to take pictures of him signing my things. Okay? And so we got, I think the whole process probably took 4 hours. Like, considering we waited an hour and a half. He got there about 30 minutes after the doors opened, and then it took like an hour and a half for him to get through everybody. So it was like a 4 hour process. And he was lovely. Spent like a good 5 minutes with Nick. It was really sweet. And he got a bunch of stuff signed. And Nick is currently on his way from work. Whoa! Nick is currently on his way home from work as we speak. So if he does happen to get home while we're filming, he's going to show you guys his things, okay? If not, I'll give you a little sneak peek when we're done. Anyways, so that was a long morning, and then we walked the floor together, me and him, met up with his friend for a little bit, and, like, in terms of, like, the actual booths go, like, it was, like, I bought quite a lot of things. I don't even have them here. I could have showed you. Anyways, I bought a Sunny Angel. I don't want to speak about how much it was. I don't want to talk about it. It was okay. It wasn't that much, but it was more than it should have been. Which, I guess when you're at a convention, things are going to be marked up. So I guess that's not, like, out of the question. But I bought a Sunny Angel. It's the little melon. And it is currently on the back of my rear view mirror in the car, along with my radish one that I got in Times Square, New York. So I got one of those. I got this, like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine art print, which is so cool. Eventually, I want to find a home for it somewhere on this wall. So I got that. I got some, like, magnets. There's this artist that I really like, and I've been collecting his work for quite a while now, and he does little magnets. So there was, like, a Schitt's Creek magnet, a Harry Styles magnet, and then I got Nick a Universal Monsters magnet. Magnet. That'd be kind of a pretty name. Magnet. Like, you know the list of, like, words that if they didn't mean what they mean, they would be really pretty names, like chlamydia. Magnet. Wow. Oh my god, I'm gonna name my kid Magnet. Anyways, that is so ridiculous. I got a couple of keychains. I got gibbets, of course, because the thing about Niagara Falls Comic Con is they always have this one vendor that comes with, like, four tables just covered in off-brand gibbets, like those shitty ones from Amazon, and there's, like, hundreds of them. And yeah, I go through every time because I love gibbets and I love my Crocs. Thank you so much. So I got a couple of gibbets. I got some stickers. I got a lot of stuff. And Nick got a couple things too, but I don't remember. Yeah. But anyway, so it was a nice little day out at Niagara Falls Comic Con. We left around 4 o'clock. Took us almost 2 hours to get home. So we're home by 6 o'clock. And then, what did we do for dinner? I don't even remember. Not me, like, giving you all the most irrelevant details ever. Anyways, so we got home. We had showers and got ready for the night. By the end of the day, I was exhausted because I was going to film that night, but I was just so tired. I said, it's not happening. I said, hey, it's actually really not happening. And so the next day, Sunday, yesterday, which is the day, like, I'll normally film in the morning, edit it, and then have it out in the evening, which is so bad. Like, I need to stop doing that. I need to start pre-recording ahead of time and get on, like, a consistent schedule so that this shit doesn't happen. Anyways, Sunday I had a paint class, okay? And so there are some designs of the paintings that when you see it, you're like, I just know this is going to be a group of kids. And it was, because it was this cute little owl painting, okay? So I drive to Brampton in the morning. I do my little paint class. It was 11. No, it was going to be 11. Then it was 9. I'm really giving y'all the most mundane details, but you know what? You're just going to have to sit through it. So, there's a car. Okay, anyways. So, it ended up going really well. It took a little longer than I had intended it to be. So that by the time we got home, like, got dinner and stuff, I had work the next day. It just wasn't happening, okay? I didn't want to record. I didn't have it in me, okay? And the last thing that I'm going to do is sit down and give you a half-assed podcast episode. That is my excuse for not recording Saturday or Sunday. So anyways, that is that. So that was my weekend. Okay? So that is my reasoning for being as late as I am. I just spent probably 14 minutes going through that. Okay, let's go to what I am fangirling about this week. There's a couple of things. I have a concert on Thursday. I'm gonna go see Ash for the second time. I am so excited because she is just so fabulous. Like, Ash is just one of those, like, she just makes really feel good music. And like the vibes at a show, especially when you're going with your besties, it's just such good vibes. And I completely forgot about this concert until recently because I bought tickets so long ago. Anyways, whatever. So what, okay. I just recently, like a few days ago, I finally listened to her new album all the way through. Ashlyn, what a masterpiece that album is. That's a no-skip album for me. It is fantastic. So I've been listening to that a lot to get ready for the show. I'm super excited. I'm going with all the besties, Bestie Kylie, Bestie Julie, all the besties. Bestie Grace, we're all going to be there. And one thing that I freaking love, I love when artists do this, is when they do, like, they assign, like, dress codes for all the different dates. And so she did that for this tour. And so Toronto is Wilson themed, which is red and white gingham, florals, and denim. So, of course, I don't have an outfit yet because... Y'all see me recording my podcast on a Monday, and y'all think I've got my outfit ready for this week's concert? Absolutely not. So my vision for this show, my vision is those cute little red and white gingham, like, boxer type shorts. I'm thinking that, and then I have a white kind of ribbed tank top, and then little frilly socks, my white Nikes, and maybe some sort of headband or scrunchie situation. I'm not 100% sure yet because I don't really know how I'm going to do my hair. I'm probably going to do the cute little pigtails with it curled. So maybe I could do some sort of cute, like, hair tie situation. I'm not 100% sure quite yet. So I'm really excited for that because it hasn't really been a hot minute since I've been to a show. Who did I last see? Joe. I last saw Joe. And that wasn't that long ago. So I'm very excited. It's the first summer show, though. First summer show. I'm very thrilled. Summer concerts are top tier. It does not get better than that. When you meet up with your little girlfriends and you pick out your little outfit and you go and you wait in line and you're so excited and the opener comes on and then the opener goes off and it's that 30 minutes that the music is playing, the playlist is playing, and you're just waiting for the artist to come on and you're on the floor with all of your girlies. Nothing beats it, especially when it's nice outside and you can wear your cute little shorts, your cute little frilly shorts. I should probably thank Tan too, because I feel like if you're wearing like white and like gingham that's very like bright, I don't want to be pasty for it, so I should probably sell Tan. Probably. Whatever, we'll figure it out. So that's coming up on Thursday. I'm really excited about it. And last time I saw her was 2023? It feels like it was a very long time ago, but it was so good. I loved it. She's just so fun and good. And breaking news, she's coming out with an album with Phineas for their new band. What? And what is it? No Favors? Is that what it's called? Oh my God. Hold on. I've got my laptop right in front of me. I need to look it up. This is so exciting. Like, we literally, like, they just posted about it today. I need to check. Because this is important stuff. Called The Favors. It's called The Favors. And when does the album come out? Like, this is hot news. So if I did record this yesterday or Saturday or Friday, we wouldn't have been able to talk about this, okay? So it's a blessing in disguise. Thank you so much. When is the album coming out? In September. And the single comes out on Friday. What? Ah!
happened.
You guys, okay, so the single comes out on Thursday. The single comes out on Friday. We're seeing her on Thursday. What if she fucking performs it? What if she brings out Phineas and performs it? I doubt it, but that'd be crazy. Oh my god. Yeah, and okay. And they have a song out already that they did like a long time ago, which I love. So if that's gonna be the same vibes for a whole album, goodbye. I'm really excited for that. When the time is California, I'm so glad I got to know ya. I'll be yours forever till forever falls apart. Wow, I'm so excited. That's crazy. So I'm telling you guys, if we pre-recorded, we would not have been able to talk about that. Okay, thank you so much. I didn't even check what the album's called. I'm such an idiot. The Dream. Oh, I'm so excited. And then the single, The Little Mess You Made. Oh, wow. I'm so thrilled for this. It's going to be really good. How am I supposed to wait until September 19th? That's absurd. Anyways, so that's that. I'm really excited for that. Going to see all the girls, going to plan out a cute little outfit. And yeah, the thing is though, like, that's the thing I hate about weekday concerts is that I have to go after work, which means I have to drive down to the Danforth Music Hall, which, I mean, I did that for Mark Amber. I'm almost certain that he performed there. And, like, it wasn't that bad. Like, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad. And there's a pretty big parking lot nearby. I think it's going to be fine. I think it's going to be fine. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's the only thing that I hate about weekday concerts is having to go after work, because it's not like I'm gonna book the whole day off for like a show. Like, if it was Niall Horan or Harry Styles, that's a different story, that I would have the day booked off, thank you. But for like a smaller show like this, like, I'm gonna make my money, okay? Thank you so much. For all the money that I'd be spending on my concerts this year, I'm gonna need to make it back, okay? Thank you. So that's happening, and I'm really excited for it. And who else? Okay, I have a couple other concerts lined up this year. I think it's only one. On June 12th, I think, I'm going to go with my cousin Haley. Shout out to cousin Haley. We're going to go see Honey Revenge, I think they're called. And they're kind of like a punk, pop punk band. They're phenomenal. They've got really good vibes to them. So that one's going to be a really small show, I think, on June 12th. I don't remember where it is, but that's coming up. I'm really excited about that. Expanding my horizons, getting obsessed, fangirling over new things. And then in September, I'm going to see Hozier. Yeah. I'm really excited for that. I don't know how we managed it. We won the Ticketmaster war for that show. I don't know how we managed it, but we are in the pit for that. At the new Rogers Stadium. Girl, I remember every single time there's a presale, because the presales are always a weekday at 10 a.m. Hi, I'm in the office for that. And so all the girlies that I'm going with, we were all like on Ticketmaster in the freaking line, in the office trying to get tickets for this. And so I ended up being something stupid like 40,000 in line or something. But then my friend was like 4,000 in line, and I was freaking out. And so she got the tickets for us. Oh my god, bless your heart. Yeah, we won the Ticketmaster war for that, so I'm really excited. And I feel like the dress code for like a Hozier show is pretty self-explanatory. It's gonna be a lot of denim vests, it's gonna be a lot of like white flowy skirts, and in fact I might wear both. In fact, I might do them both. We'll see though. So that I'm really excited for. Other than that, me and my coworker were trying to get tickets to Olivia Dean. I did not win the Ticketmaster war for that because I ended up finding the presale code, like, because the presale codes never got sent out. Like, they did, but way too late, okay? So I ended up finding it on Twitter, and by the time I got on, like, there was just no pit left, and it was just outrageous. Okay, thank you so much. So I'm gonna try to get last minute Olivia Dean tickets. Don't remember when that is, maybe in August or something, I don't know. And yeah, as of now, that's all the concerts that I've got lined up right now. If there's more, I'll let y'all know. Y'all will know, I promise. So that's that. I'm really excited for that. And yeah, okay, the second thing that I am fangirling over now is, listen, I need you guys to hear me out here. This was like a really long-term phase for me. This was like an era of my life that I'm returning to, which I feel like a lot of the cases when I'm fangirling about something, that's what the situation is. It's something that I'm returning to. This is a returning fangirl era, okay? And that is, for ladies and gentlemen, Animal Crossing New Horizons. It's so dumb. Guys, I know I'm literally 14 years old playing Animal Crossing on my Nintendo Switch. OLED. OLED Nintendo Switch. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm back in my Animal Crossing era. I'm not, you know what? I'm not even 100% sure what kickstarted it. Because for, like, I feel like a constant rate, I'm always like, oh, maybe I should get back on Animal Crossing. Oh, maybe I should get back on, keep decorating my island, blah, 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 blah. And then I wish so bad that y'all could see how my cat is staring at me right now. It's crazy. And the way that his, I don't know what it is, the way that his eyelids are makes it look like one eye is bigger than the other. It is the most hysterical thing. And Annie's here! Annie's here! Hi, baby! You have anything to say? You have anything to say? Meow, please. She's got the craziest meow, and whenever I want her to meow, she never will. Hi, Pete. I wish y'all could see this. Come here. Come here. Mister, come here. Bro, and this bitch ass has the audacity to just stand there and stare at me. This is supposed to be my firstborn child. My firstborn child that had, I had a 12-hour labor with him. And he's just gonna sit there and he's gonna stare at me with his wonky ass fucking eyes. Get a grip, Pete. Come here, please. I hate him. That's not true. I love you and you know that. Whatever, we're gonna move on. Anyways, so Animal Crossing has always been like, oh, maybe I should go back into it, maybe not. Because back in 2022, like 2021, 2022, when I played it for the first time, bitch, y'all, it was over, okay? I was playing it for hours a day. It was, like, actually unacceptable for so long. And I was on the same island for probably 2 years because I was so emotionally attached to my villagers. You guys don't get it. Unless y'all play Animal Crossing, you just don't get it, okay? So I worked on the same island for so long. And if you play Animal Crossing, you'll understand. But you get to a point with, like, the terraforming and the decorating where you just, like, you just want to start over so bad, but you just don't have the heart to reset it and then lose all your villagers and lose all your progress and stuff. It's like an emotional game. And so I had gotten to the point where I had gone through endless island themes, endless redecorations, and like I just kept like adding things to my island and terraforming to the point where it just looked like unnatural. And there was like these random freaking lakes and stuff that didn't look good. And I always, like punched myself for, like, just not leaving the natural landscape as is and kind of decorating around it to make it look as kind of natural as possible. Because if you know Animal Crossing, you know. There's all of these, like, themes that you can do. And it's, like, it's literally like a sandbox game. You can do literally whatever you want because there's so many different options for furniture and colors for the furniture and terraforming and paths and patterns and stuff that you really can do anything you want. And so all of my themes were very, my cat's going insane, were very like nature core, kind of cottage core vibes. Like they always were like a little bit nature vibes, okay? And because I did so much terraforming, it got to a point where it just didn't look natural anymore. And I was like, oh. And I wanted to start over so bad, but for so long I was like, no, I'm just gonna keep rolling with it because I had Bo on my island, and Bo is my very favorite Animal Crossing villager ever. He's so cute. And I was just so emotionally attached, I just couldn't let go, right? So then there comes the point in your Animal Crossing life where you put it down and then you don't touch it for months, sometimes years. And that's what happened to me. Okay, I got to this point of like design decorating block where I literally like I put my Switch away and I didn't touch it until recently. Because then there was a while ago, I don't know, maybe a year ago, where I thought I was going to get back into it, and I restarted my eyelid. It was, I couldn't believe that I actually got myself to do it. It was insane. I actually reset my eyelid. I don't know if y'all could see that, but they're going nuts over a spring right now. That's really funny. But I actually reset my eyelid, and then I played for maybe a week on the new eyelid. And then again, I locked up my switch, freaking didn't touch it until like 3 days ago. So yeah. And then here's the point of time where I get back into it again. So 3 days ago or so, I'm like, you know what? I want to play Animal Crossing again. And so I did. But this time, I was like, I'm not going to go back on this freaking new-ass, ugly-ass island with ugly-ass villagers and keep it going. I'm going to restart it again. Because, you know, when you step back from Animal Crossing for a while, it feels wrong to just, like, keep going where you were, especially for a newer island. Like, I just wanted to start fresh and just, like, go for it. Oh, my God. That was a little, I'm so sorry, that was a little too close to Elon Musk salute, a little too close to that for comfort, I'm so sorry. Anyways, so I restarted my island, I got Agnes, and I got some sort of tiger, I don't remember, but Agnes is that cute little black pig, she's so cute, I love her, so I'm gonna keep her for sure. The jock tiger can go, okay, thank you so much. And then, oh my God. Okay. So, you know, you get to the point in the game where you put down your three villager plots. Okay. And then the villager that you met on your first free Nook Miles Island, then that is the one that you talk to. Then they move in first. So Zucker is going to move in. Oh my God. When I log into Animal Crossing today, Zucker will be moved in. Ah, I'm so excited. That's so exciting. Wow. So Zucker's going to be moved in. And then what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to decide if I want to leave the other two plots, if I want to leave that up to fate, or if I'm going to go to a treasure island to get a buttload of Nook Miles tickets so that I can villager hunt for villagers that I actually want. So, I don't know. I feel like if I want to, like, keep my mojo here and kind of keep my motivation going with this game, I'm probably going to have to just let fate decide. And then once I'm, like, far enough in the game that I don't really have much else to do, then I can, like, slowly start kicking villagers off my island, going villager hunting, like, one at a time for villagers that I want, like, slowly collect villagers that I want on my island. I feel like that's going to be the best way to keep my mojo going, because then I can progress in the game, because there's still things that I have to, like, complete, right, before, like, there's no more story to it and, like, no more things to do other than decorating. So I feel like that's going to be the best way about it. But we'll see. And the thing about being into Animal Crossing and, like, going to conventions and stuff is that there's always freaking these baddie-ass artists that are doing adorable, like, Animal Crossing fan art and, like, keychains and stickers and little prints and stuff. So I have so many little Animal Crossing little things that need to go up on the wall, that need to go up on the set. In fact, I'm almost positive there's a bow sticker on my... Yeah. There's a bow sticker on my laptop. Okay, laptop sticker tour. We've got a cat, Pink Pony Club. This is my favorite sticker ever in the world. Bow, we've got a brat cat sticker. And then we've got, she doesn't even go here, from Mean Girls. Yeah, so if you want to send me more stickers to put on this laptop, go right ahead. I won't stop you. Anyways, so yeah. Girl, I don't even remember what I was saying. I don't even remember what I was saying. I'm trying so hard to sit up straight. I'm trying so hard. I think I'm doing a better job this time. Let me know. So, yeah. So, I'm in my Animal Crossing era right now. I'm really excited about it. And this time, I'm going to do hardly any terraforming. I'm going to leave the island at its natural state. Okay? Because I find that it looks so much better than having to, like, do man-made ponds and rivers and stuff. And that is just for me personally, because there are these freaking Animal Crossing baddies on TikTok that are, like, gods and goddesses of terraforming. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they make it look so good. But they just do. And I'm so sorry, but it had to happen. And they're so good at freaking decorating. I don't understand how they're doing it, but we're going to try to make it look good. I feel like my first island that I spent a really long time on before I reset it, I feel like I got it to like a really decent point. Like it was 5 stars and the decorating actually looked like really nice. But the thing is, when you're doing like, when you're interrupting the natural flow and like doing your own terraforming, I feel like it makes it so hard to like flow sections into one another because of all the shit that I did to the terraforming. So I feel like if I leave it natural, it'll be perfect to put kind of little ramps and inclines and bridges around. And it's going to make it so much easier to flow from like one portion to the next because like it's just in its natural state, right? If y'all are Animal Crossing girlies, you're just not going to get it. And I'm really sorry about that. But that's what I'm fangirling over right now. So you're just going to have to deal with it. And what else? Just in my Animal Crossing era, okay? And if I were to pick my favorite villagers, just from the top of my head, Bo is my number one favorite. I like Agnes. I wouldn't say she's my favorite. Y'all are going to have to look. If you don't know, just look them up. Okay, thank you so much. The way that I can't even remember. Okay, we're looking up a list of villagers, guys. Alpha order. Animal Crossing villagers list. Animal Crossing. I'm going to put NH for New Horizons. Villagers. Okay, and let's go through. And like on my first island, I had like a lot of like the really popular villagers at the time. I was like so for it. Yeah, my little Agnes, she's so cute. And I'm way too lazy. Like there's no way I'm putting any photos on the screen of any of these villagers. So if y'all want to see them, I'm really sorry. You're just going to have to go look it up. I'm like really sorry about it. Hey. So Apple, if you're here and watching this podcast, please send me a new MacBook because this one is from freaking 2018 and it's so slow. So if y'all are feeling generous, I really need a new MacBook. Thank you so much. Yeah, like scrolling through this is just a nightmare. Damn. Apple, please, I'm begging you. Okay, this actually isn't going to happen. But what we are going to do... These cats are crazy, dude. What we are going to do, first of all, we're going to close out that slow ass tab because there's like over 300 villagers in Animal Crossing New Horizons and they all have birthdays. Okay. So I need to see which Animal Crossing villager, is my birthday. November. And y'all better remember this. November 6th. Okay, so that when the time comes, y'all can send me things. I'm joking. Let's look it up. Okay. Bro, you're trying to tell me I share a birthday with Boris the Bear. What the hell? What the hell? This is stupid. I shouldn't have looked this up because I'm just getting my feelings hurt now. Look at this ugly ass bitch. Are you serious? I do not resonate with that. Thank you. You know what though? It kind of makes sense. If you really think about it, it kind of makes sense. Okay, we're closing that out. I don't need that slow ass shit happening. Not on my watch. So yeah, so I definitely want to stick to, for my new island, stick to the whole nature core thing, like keep it very natural. But I think I want to do a kind of Greek inspired island, like ancient Greece vibes. I just love ancient Greece. It's so good. And my new island's name is called Hyacinthia. Like, because my favorite flower on Animal Crossing is like the hyacinth. Because the purple one looks like lavender. So, Hyacinthia. And you want to know something funny? I did get ChatGPT to generate that name for me. I did. Because, listen, when it comes to choosing an Animal Crossing Island name, because you can't change it. So the pressure is so real, and I find myself drawing a blank every time I have to name an island. So I did get ChatGPT's help. If you hate it, please don't tell me that you hate it. It's going to ruin my day. So it's called Hyacinthia, and it's going to be an ancient Greek-inspired island, because it's so funny. For the museum, they have, like, fossils, fish, bugs, and they have art, and a lot of it is like recreations of actual, like, I think all of it is recreations of like actual art. So there's the fucking Mona Lisa, there's the fucking girl with the pearl earring, like, it's really funny. So all of like the really famous statues, they have them in the game. So I need to collect them, and I'm gonna like disperse them all around. There's gonna be a lot of like ruined brick and stuff like that. That's just the vibes that I'm going for. And then there's gonna be a lot of like purple, obviously, because purple is my favorite color. Thank you so much. So these cats are crazy. So okay, so that I'm gonna leave it there. I'm not gonna talk about Animal Crossing anymore, but just know that is the second thing that I am hyper fixating over right now and fangirling over right now. The last thing I would like to discuss before I leave it there is, you guys, I'm not gonna say too much, but we have a very, very exciting episode next week. And there is a particular reason for it. There is a particular someone for that. Let me just say, we are having a very extra, extra special guest on the podcast next week. I am so thrilled about it. You guys are absolutely going to love it. You're going to love her. So that's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to spoil it for y'all. Just know next week's episode is going to be a really good one, and I'm really excited for you guys to see it. It's going to be amazing, okay? And then one more thing is, it is Pride Month! Happy Pride Month! Tell me y'all know the reference. Tell me y'all know Supreme Leader Brittany Broski's reference to Pride Month. Happy Pride Month! That's like my favorite clip right now. Along with that is the Trixie and Katya "Hi Gay" clip from their podcast. It's so good. And they're like, "Happy Pride Month. Happy Pride Month. Happy Pride Month." Brain rot. It's so bad. So happy Pride Month to my girls, gays, and theys. I love y'all so much. We're going to have a fantastic Pride Month. I am hitting up the Pride Parade this year in Toronto. So if you're there and you see me, say hello. So excited. And I'm so sorry about this episode being late. I'm really sorry. It was a blessing in disguise, because we got to talk about Ash and Phineas's new album coming out together, which is really exciting. And regardless, I'm just so happy that we got to sit down and chat, even if it is late. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. Do not miss next week's episode. It's going to be so good, okay? Y'all don't want to miss it. I'm so excited. If y'all are on YouTube, please subscribe. Last time I checked, we were at 25 subscribers, which is really exciting for me. I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but imagine 25 people in this room right now. That's crazy. Anyways, so hit subscribe if you haven't already. Like this video if you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. Rate this podcast 5 stars. And yeah, if you play Animal Crossing, let me know some of y'all's old, like, island names and stuff, and, like, your favorite villagers and stuff. Let me know. Okay, thank you so much. Love y'all so much. Happy Pride Month! And I will see y'all next week. Bye-bye! And yes, before I forget, here's Nick's little setup. So he's got the glove, and he's got a print. There you go. There you go, Nick. You're welcome. Oh my god, you know what? While I'm here, here's the shelf! Are you serious? It's so cute.